My fellow brothers and sisters, go ahead and close your eyes, lift your hands. Let's go ahead and start off with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for loving each one, last one of us. And thank you so much for giving us the breath of life. And Father, I just ask that you just show us the way and mark our footsteps as we just follow you, Father. And you say you'll be with us wherever we go. Father, we just want to feel your presence and just be under your wing and your bosom, Father. We just want it, Father. We just need you. And we don't want nothing else in this world but you, Father. And thank you so much for allowing us to be able to have the power to move mountains and have you move mountains in front of our eyes so we know that it can be done. Thank you so much, Father, for allowing our hearts to be directed towards you, and all we want is you, Father. And I just ask all these things in your holy name. I say Selah. So, scriptures, per se, in the New International Version, and the first one is going to be Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Then we're going to go ahead and go to Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And we're going to go ahead and go over John, chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And the last one is going to be the same one. John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So, as the disciples' journey, as you have read, has not always been a walk through the park. It's not like that. So you will be tested. You will have to be cleansed, and you have to be able to follow our Father wherever he calls you to be. As he told Peter to walk towards him, to walk on water, it can be done. Believe me. So when the Father asks you to do that, you have to understand when he says come, it doesn't matter where he says come to, he will provide for you and make sure that his hands will do the wonders of serving him. So I just want to say that, my fellow brothers and sisters, that it's just time to get right and do not allow the world to continue calling you a follower, and be intentional of answering only to discipleship. And tell them that you're a disciple of our Father. I just hope that you have a wonderful day. And even more, a fantastic week. And God bless you.